Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. It's always wonderful when it's a Friday, when it's especially great when it's a Friday before the Saturday, which is actually Fan Appreciation Night for the Richmond Generals. And can Fridays get any better? Well, they can when our friend Natalie Calabat from ABC8 drops by. And as I always say, class is up to join a little bit. Thank you for being here, Nat.
Jeff, thanks for having me. This is awesome. You've had quite the lineup this week, right? It's been an exciting week here.
We have had one or two good folks this week. There's no question about it, but we're capping it off with you. And Mike Pence, the vice president, was good, but he's way back on Wednesday. So
okay, all right. So we're moving forward, right?
Absolutely.
Here's to the weekend and Fan Appreciation Night.
Exactly.
We're getting excited. We got warmed up here on Monday, so I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about that, because we were out at Skate Nation Plus in Short Pump on Monday doing a little practice for our puck drop. Now, I don't want to be too egotistical here, but we're pretty doggone good at this puck dropping stuff.
We're really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're really, really good. It's all about strategy, right?
Yes.
Remember the player told us you have to keep the logo up when
right.
It has to hit the ice.
Hit
right?
The ice, yes. One of those little details. But I think with the exception of those times we dropped it on the carpet, it was okay, right?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And you know what? We noticed this ourselves, but if you get closer to the ice, you're more... It's gonna pan out better, right?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It was a lot of fun to be there Monday morning, and it's been exciting to air all the pieces, you know, all week on social media, and it's just been such a great week, you know.
Yeah.
And I love the Richmond Generals; they're such a great group, and you know, Coach does such a nice job with them. They're such polished young men, both on and off the ice.
Absolutely. And Coach RC, like, really, as you pointed out in one of your packages over there, this is a guy that is not just coaching hockey. I mean, he's taking young guys, 16 years old, and he's turning them into solid men going out into the world and knowing how to play hockey as well.
That's right. And that's such a hard task. You know, that's an age where you're really developing these guys, and
yep.
They're so mature and they're moving far from home. I mean, a lot of these guys are from overseas and all over the place. So it's so nice to see them come here, and just it's such a brotherhood. You know, I was watching some of the video, Jeff, and it's just so genuine. You know, when Will was shooting some of the guys just at practice, you know, they're hugging each other, and you can really see it's a genuine brotherhood over there.
Yeah, yeah. Natalie Calabat is joining us from ABC8, the sports director, the sports anchor, all-around sports goddess for Channel 8, correct?
I kind of like that title, sports goddess.
Yes.
You know, I'll have to talk to my boss about that, maybe change that on my signature for my email
there
or something like
go.
That. That's pretty neat. I like that, Jeff.
Thank you.
I think
we could work on that. So remind everybody, tomorrow night, 7:30, Skate Nation Plus. Tell us again about the championship, because I don't want to screw this up, but the fact is our Richmond Generals are the defending USPHL champions, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they did last year and what they accomplished. And, you know, we love highlighting them and highlighting that type of an achievement for a junior hockey league. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Like we said, all these guys coming together. And, you know, after talking to Coach, I think, you know, Richmond's hosting the playoffs. It's really exciting. I think maybe they have a chance to do it again. And we'll have our ring sizes ready for if that happens, right, Jeff?
Well, you know, we did take a couple of photos last season with very empty fingers, and, well, I know, I had a ring, and then you got a new ring.
But I
you
did still get have, a new ring, there but are, I, there's still more fingers
there are four
we can
more,
still...
That's right, that's right. So you still got room to add some bling to the collection, right?
That's right, that's right.
Now, tell me a little bit, Natalie, because you were talking about the Richmond Generals as champions. Look, you were a champion in college when it came to diving, right?
Right.
Okay, so
right.
I
melted
have,
ice, so it's kind of similar, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
diving into
it's
water.
It's got the whole H2O thing. But how difficult is it to repeat?
It is really difficult to repeat, yes. It's hard. You know, you celebrate, and then you put it behind you. You almost have to forget about it completely. And you don't want to go back and relive the moment. You want to just pretend that, okay, we did it. We got it done. The banner is up. We can remind ourselves how much hard work and dedication and everything that went into that. But... got to put your nose to the grindstone and get it done again because, you know, you'll have a target on your back. Everyone's going to want to, you know, grab you and beat you and pull you under. So it's pretty crazy. But, you know, Jeff, it was quite embarrassing to watch myself on ice skates. I looked like a baby deer walking for the first time. I swear, everyone, I'm very coordinated. I'm athletic. But being on the ice is very hard. And that's why I have so much respect for these hockey players.
Amazing. Yeah. Unbelievably talented young men. And now your skating was not bad at all. I mean, I thought the skating backwards was very impressive. Now, in all candor, it was involuntary, right? Because you were at center ice and coach sort of knocked you. And the next thing you know, you went end to end. But nonetheless, you went backwards.
Exactly. You know, and I didn't realize, so it's, you know, walking and talking is pretty simple, but ice skating and talking and asking questions and listening to answers, I'm like, there's a lot going on here.
Absolutely.
And it was awesome. That was a really great time.
Well, they're great folks at the Richmond Generals, and I think that's one of the reasons that certainly I, over the years, and with us teaming up to drop the puck, we've had a great time the last couple of seasons. Again, it is Saturday night, 7:30 at Skate Nation Plus in Short Pump, and while we're talking about some of the things we do so well together, Natalie Calabat from ABC8. We've got racing coming up over at Richmond Raceway Complex. You're a big race fan. You know everything about all of these series. So who's coming to town and when?
Oh, it's so exciting. I mean, it's crazy that it's almost March, Jeff. You know, I mean, spring race weekend will be here in April, and you've got the truck series, and it's just amazing. And IndyCar is coming in June. So there's so much excitement happening. And it's just amazing to look at the raceway and just, you know, relive all that, you know, construction that they had not too long ago and this beautiful infield. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
really an amazing place. And it's really exciting that it'll be here before we know it. So we better get our flag waving practice going on here.
Exactly.
You know?
I kind of want to mention that because Dennis Bickmeyer's a wonderful guy, right? He's the grand poobah of the racetrack, does everything, knows everything. And I think really is the guy making all the decisions. And last year, you heard him say it. He said that he would have us wave the flags.
Yes, he did.
He said it out loud where everybody could hear it. And so we need to put together our schedule. Once we're done dropping the puck, we've got to practice the flag waving. And then, of course, before you know it, we'll be throwing out the first pitch for the squirrels as well.
We will be, yes. And we did a nice job of that last year.
Absolutely.
I know you really got to warm up. You got to practice.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of everyone. You know, we're former athletes. You know, we got to step up to the plate here. And I know I was a diver and I was crazy, and that takes a whole nother, you know, type of talent and skill. But getting on the ice, you know, throwing the first pitch out and waving the flag. I mean, it's all so exciting. You know, it's exciting to do it with you, Jeff, because you're a great teammate.
Well,
you know?
I appreciate that. And the thing is, we have to make sure we don't confuse things. Because I have this terrible nightmare, Natalie, that we go out to the diamond and we're doing the first pitch. But what are we doing? We bring hockey pucks. And then everybody's angry when we throw the pucks. You know, they're just tossing them at the catcher. Or we're out there, you know, we're out there at Skate Nation Plus for the Generals and we're waving flags.
Like,
and,
we have to be on our A game.
Yeah,
I mean, we cannot be messing these things up.
Exactly.
You know, that's why these simple instructions, you know, from the players, like, make sure you do the drop it on the ice. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to throw it in the stands. That's for sure.
Right. That's right. And instructions from the North Country. Face the camera.
face the camera. Right? Yes. You know, you got to love it. I got a nice text from my mom. I love her to death. You know, we're literally the same person. But she said, Natalie, you know, this time you drop the puck, make sure you don't have your back to everyone. So I'm going to try to, you know, maneuver myself. That way I don't have my back to anyone, you know, and drop the puck accordingly. But Jeff, I mean, it's just so amazing, and I'm so thankful that the Generals have, you know, brought us in and really embraced us.
Yeah.
And Richmond is a hockey town. I'm telling you, whenever we do pieces on the air and on social media, you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves hockey here, and it's so important, and we take pride in that. And we're, you know, it's easy to like hockey when you're good, right?
Well,
we're national
right.
champions,
that's
so
right.
It's a big deal. So.
I love it. Well, Natalie, before I let you go, and I know you got all sorts of stuff to do, anything that you're doing these days for Channel 8 that we need to know about, any pieces that you're looking at in particular?
Besides having Jeff Katz's face appear tonight and, you know, all throughout the week, you know, I'm doing a lot with the Nexstar ACC basketball digital show.
Okay.
So I'm the Virginia expert, as they say, or as they have put me in. But no, I've been doing a lot for the digital and in terms of other pieces that I'm working on. I have some things in the books and in the running, but nothing too crazy right now. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we will continue coming back. So give us the rundown again. Tell us when we see Natalie Calabat on TV and where do we look for her on social media?
Right. So I'm on Channel 8 at 6 and 11 every night. I pop up in the 5 and the 5:30 all the time for breaking sports news and some, you know, pieces that I'm covering. Social media, I'm all over the place, you know, at Natalie Calabat _ TV for Instagram and at Natalie Calabat for Twitter. So super exciting. And Jeff, we're the dynamic duo, right?
That's right. We are ready to roll.
We're ready to rock and roll.
Can we say it? Roll Generals.
Roll Generals.
There
that's
you go.
Right.
All right. That's our friend Natalie Calabat from ABC8. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody Saturday evening at Skate Nation Plus in Short Pump. 7:30 is when Natalie and I together are going to take the ice, drop the puck for our USPHL champion, Richmond Generals. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.